I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now you can tell Supercoach season is just around the corner when my DMs are flooded with questions about who will goal kick for each team. I've had numerous amounts of these questions over the last few weeks and it's really starting to heat up now. So I thought I'd go through each and every team and give you who I think will goal kick and also who are the guys that are next in line. Because Supercoach wise, obviously when you add a goal kicker and if they're in a decent team, I mean that can easily be worth, you know, an average of 12 points, which is absolutely massive. So if there is an injury to the first choice goal kicker, then someone could take over there. That could be massive for you. So it's always something that I keep in mind that, for example, you know, if I've got someone that I'm two people I'm going to draft and that person is next in line at their club to goal kick, injury, suspension, rep games, a lot of shit can happen in rugby league. So I think it is something that we should all take into consideration. It definitely is something I take into consideration. It might not mean anything, but if it does happen and there is an injury, a suspension, they get picked for rep games, whatever the hell it might be, they move clubs, a lot of things can happen. All of a sudden, you've got yourself a goal kicker and you've got some really good value out of them, especially on draft day. But just in general, people are interested to know who will goal kick for their sides and what their goal kicking stocks are looking like. So I've gone through each and every team. I'll go through those now. We'll kick off with the Brisbane Broncos. Obviously, Adam Reynolds, he walks into the system, one of the best goal kickers in rugby league, if not the best, right up there with them. So Adam Reynolds, he will obviously be the first choice goal kicker. Now, if something was to happen to Adam Reynolds, injured, suspended, whatever it might be, there's three guys that would be putting their hands up here. The first one is Jermaine Asako. Now, he did the vast majority of the goal kicking last year when he was on the field. For me, I don't think Jermaine Asako will be in the team. I personally think, as much as I like Asako, I personally think he's probably played his last game for the Brisbane Broncos, heading to the Dolphins. It looks like he's a little bit out of favour. He fell well and truly out of favour last year. He's leaving the club anyway. They've got a heap of talent they've brought into this club that can replace him, like Jordan Pierre, like Branko Lee. They've still got Corey Oates, who I'm not sure if he's going to make the team. You've obviously got Tony Stagg, Selwyn Cobber that are locked in. Herbie will be in there somewhere. So Asako, as much as he probably is the second best goal kicker in this team, I don't think he's got much hope of goal kicking because I simply don't think he's going to be in the side at any point. Next up is Herbie Farnsworth. He obviously did a bit of goal kicking last year. He will be in the starting 13 week to week, in my opinion. I think he will hold on to that spot. So he's a guy that could kick after Reynolds. The wild card, though, is Selwyn Cobbo. Did a couple of goals last year. Has kicked in reserves as well. Personally, I think they'll go with Herbie just because Selwyn is so early in his career. He's already got enough on his plate. But these guys only get a look in if Adam Reynolds is injured. And as much as Adam Reynolds has been hit with the injury stick by a lot of fans, he really doesn't miss that much rugby league. And I'm sure the Broncos, you can already see Adam Reynolds at training. He spends a lot of time standing on the sideline and whatnot. I don't think he's got a full-time training schedule like the rest of these guys. So they will be taking care of Reynolds. They know how important he is. I think he will do the vast majority of the goal kicking. If you're going to pick someone else, I would go Herbie or Selwyn Cobbo. I would have Herbie slightly above Selwyn, though, from the Brisbane Broncos. Broncos. Let's move to the Canberra Raiders. Two really interesting options here. Jared Croker, he's been the goal kicker for a long time. He's been very good for a long time. He's kicked at 80% throughout his career. Last year, he kicked at 92%. So Jared Croker, as much as he's not playing his best rugby league, he's still hitting them very well. I think that if Jared Croker's in the team, he'll probably get the gig. Another guy to consider, though, is Jamal Fogarty walking into this system. Goal kicked just 75% last year. For me, I think it'll be Croker or Fogarty. I'd probably lean towards Croker. As I've said a number of times, as hard as it is to say, I'm not sure if Jared Croker stays in this team all year. His performances have been far from impressive, let's be perfectly honest here. So Jamal Fogarty, you've got to also consider that in his average that he is losing the goal kicking, assuming that Jared Croker gets it. If it's neither of those two or there's injuries to both of them, Jordan Rapana will step in. But I probably wouldn't back Jordan Rapana to hit the side of a train off a tee realistically. So hopefully, for the Canberra Raiders' sakes, Croker and Fogarty, at least one of them is on the field at a time. Croker is my pick. Fogarty, a little smoky. See how the season plays out. For Canterbury, I think it comes down to whoever the halfback is. Jake Avrilo or Kyle Flanagan, either of those two will kick. I would say that it will be Jake Avrilo because it looks like he's got his head in front to win that jersey. I believe Matty Burton also goal kicks a little bit. I think that he will be second choice unless they go Flano at halfback and play Avrilo somewhere else. Burton probably drops to third, but my money would be on Avrilo. But keep an eye on Matty Burton in the preseason. I think he has kicked a little bit here and there. It's either him or Naden that has kicked a little bit in Reggie's and a little bit in first grade when Nathan Cleary hasn't been there. So keep an eye on those guys, but I think it will be Avrilo or Flanagan, but keep an eye on trials on that one. For the Sharkies, a really interesting battle here. Now, if Braden Trindle is in the side, he's one to keep an eye on. He's kicked at 80% so far in his career, but one guy that we do know who will be in the 17 is Nico Hines. He's kicked at 76% so far in his career, so if Nico Hines gets it, that really lifts his draft value, as we all know. I wouldn't be surprised if Trindle gets it. I thought he was hitting them really well last year. He had a lot of shots from out wide last year, and he hit a lot of them. So Cronulla, they're probably the team I'm least confident on between Hines and Trindle. Matty Moylan can also goal kick as well, but I think you'll have Hines and Trindle in front of him realistically. So Moises sort of your third choice option if he's in the side, of course. For me, Hughes, he's probably the front runner because I know he's going to be in the football team all season. Trindle, if he is the halfback, I think he's a good chance to goal kick there. His percentage is high. So another one to watch during trials. Let's move to the Gold Coast Titans. Jamal Fogarty, he was the main goal kicker last year. Ash Taylor's kicked a lot of goals over the years. It looks like Toby Sexton is going to step in, seeing as both of those two have left the club. So Toby Sexton, he will be the goal kicker. Not a heap of other noted goal kickers in this team when you get below Toby Sexton. The next best is probably Patrick Herbert. He had a quote the other day about his little mishap against the Roosters in the finals, which I absolutely loved. Thought it was sensational to see. He's probably your second choice goal kicker, but I'm pretty confident Toby Sexton, he will be the first choice goal kicker on the Gold Coast. Manly Seagulls, obviously one, Reuben Garrett kicked the most goals last year, was incredible. Reuben Garrett will be your first choice if he is out. I believe it will go to DCE. If it's not DCE because he's playing Origin, suspended, whatever, I'm not really sure where they go, to be perfectly honest with you. You're getting pretty deep there. Reuben Garrett, he's not injury prone. He's not going to play Origin. I think he'll be there for the vast majority of the season. DCE will goal kick if he is not there, but I wouldn't be betting against Garrett playing, you know, less than 20 games or whatever, realistically. Let's move to the Melbourne Storm. Obviously, Nico Hines left last year. He did a lot of goal kicking, but Ryan Pappenhausen, he is still the first choice guy down there. So Pappy, he will be the goal kicker, which is a big, big plus for Supercoach players, especially with the Melbourne Storm, the way they play, how many points they score, and how many teams are in this competition that they can really give it to start the season. If he is out, the next man up, it was Nico Hines last year. I think it will be Cameron Munster. As much as he doesn't hit them overly well, I think Cam Munster, he will be the next guy in line. I don't think the guys they've brought to the club, any of them are goal kickers, so I think it will be Cameron Munster's second choice there. The other one to watch out for is, of course, the young John's boy, Cooper Johns. He is a goal kicker as well, but I just don't see him being in this side. It'll be interesting to see if he goal kicks round one or if it goes straight to Pappy with a few guys out. But Cooper Johns, he's probably a long shot. If they have injuries, he could maybe get a gig. But Pappenhausen is definitely going to be the first choice guy there. The Newcastle Knights, really interesting here. I personally think it will be Jake Clifford. The other choices are Mitch Barnett and Kalen Ponga. Now, Supercoach players, you will be desperate for Caelan Ponga to goal kick. I think he's going to be third choice, realistically. I thought Barnett was better than him last year when he goal kicked, and I thought Jake Clifford was probably the best out of all three of them. So I've got Jake Clifford for me. I've got KP at third string there down at the Newcastle Knights. Let's move to the New Zealand Warriors. I think you've got two key options here, potentially three when you throw in Ash Taylor as well. I think he'll be third choice Ash Taylor. I think it'll be Reece Walsh or Sean Johnson. If Sean Johnson isn't 100%, he's had a couple of leg injuries over the last few years which have hampered his goal kicking, I think it will go to Reece Walsh. I think there's a really good chance it goes to Reece Walsh regardless, though, to be honest with you. I think they'll be happy to have SJ back there off kickoffs, talking, being the main voice there. I don't think there's a big difference between SJ's goal kicking and Reece Walsh's goal kicking. So personally, I think they will go Reece Walsh. He's the guy that when the game's on the line, he wants the ball in his hands. We've spoken about this a lot, so I'm pretty confident he will be putting his hand up for goal kicking duties as well. So I've got Reece Walsh as my first choice. I've got Sean Johnson second. Then you probably got Ash Taylor third at the New Zealand Warriors. Let's move to the North Queensland Cowboys. Couple of options here, but I think Val Holmes will be the number one choice. I think Val Holmes will be the top goal kicker. Your next two, Scott Drinkwater, he kicked a little bit last year. You've also got Chad Townsend walk into this system. He has goal kicked as well previously, but I think it will be Val Holmes, Drinkwater, then Chad. Top of the dome, I think Peter Hicku might have goal kicked once upon a time as well, but I think he'll be a long way away. Just thinking of the rest of the Cowboys off the top of my head, no one else really stands out. I think Kyle Felt can hit them as well. But for me, I would be going for Val Holmes. Kyle Felt might be better than what I'm giving him credit for, actually. Val Holmes, for me, though, he will be the goal kicker there. We move to the Parramatta Eels. Mitch Moses, he will be the first choice. That one is an absolute no-brainer. Mitch Moses tends not to miss much footy. If he isn't there, I think you will see the goal-kicking duties go to Clint Gutherson, which would be good if you get him in Supercoach and he grabs goal-kicking at Parramatta. We know that during the regular season, they tend to score a lot of points, so that'll be a good little get Supercoach-wise. But Mitch Moses, he doesn't miss a heap of rugby league with injuries. He's not suspended off, and he's not going to play Origin. So I'm pretty confident Mitch Moses kicks for 80%+ of their games this year. Look at the Penrith Panthers. Next up, Nathan Cleary will be the goal kicker. Nathan Cleary, another guy, doesn't miss a heap of football. Will play Origin. Will miss the first few weeks, I guess, as well. So for me, I think the goal kicker will be Stephen Crichton. Paul Momorowski has left. Matty Burton has left. Some guys that kicked goals last year. For me, I think it will be Stephen Crichton. He will take over the duties. He strikes them well. Is there anything Stephen Crichton can't do? He will be second choice goal kicker off Nathan Cleary, who will do the vast majority of the kicking for the Penrith Panthers. Over the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Zach Lomax, he will be the first choice goal kicker for the Dragons. I've done a bit of research into some of these young guys. I don't think Tyrell Sloan has kicked coming through the grades. I also don't think Amone has kicked coming through the grades. I think Mozambique has kicked here and there, but Jack Bird, he seems to be the second choice goal kicker there. Not a great kicker though, Jack Bird, so they will be hoping that Zach Lomax stays on the field. Of course, last year, Corey Norman was probably second choice. He has left the club now, so if Zach Lomax goes down, it will get interesting who they go for there. Hopefully Lomax plays a lot of footy this year. He's had a lot of injuries over the last few years.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I would love to see him play big, big minutes, a lot of games this year, and for the Dragons' sake, for him to be on the field to convert goals, because he can hit them. South Sydney Rabbitohs, Adam Reynolds has left the building. Probably the best, if one of the best goal kickers in rugby league. Someone needs to step up here. Two names have been thrown up, Latrell, Blake Taff. For me, Latrell will be the number one goal kicker. I believe Latrell is a left-footed kicker, and I believe Taff is right off the top of my head. So they might actually choose to go side to side. I'm not exactly sure how it'll work at South Sydney, but for me, I think Latrell Mitchell, he will be the first choice kicker. Once Latrell Mitchell is back, I think the best option for Blake Taff is jersey 14, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he's not in the 17 as well as he played last year. So I think Latrell Mitchell takes it. I think Blake Taff will be the next man up. Like Ryan Pappenhuisen, a huge plus for Supercoach players that Latrell Mitchell will be goal-kicking. That is massive for him. Next up, we go to the Roosters. Probably the hardest one to pick, to be perfectly honest with you. I've got a few names written down here. Sam Walker, he obviously goal-kicked for a lot of last season. Not a great goal-kicker, though, let's be perfectly honest with you. I think he was goal-kicking at about 60-70%. I think he's already going to have a lot on his plate that I wouldn't be trying to crowd him with goal-kicking. TKO, he was a great goal-kicker last year, but he's not on the field for huge minutes. I think it takes a lot out of him to, you know, for them to score a try, him hang around, kick the goal, then run back 90 metres, a little bit quicker than everyone else has to then take the first hit up. So TKO, I can understand if he gets it, but I think they'll be looking elsewhere. Adam Kieran, he kicked really well last year. I could argue he was probably the best too. I believe he's a left-footer too. He was really striking him well, especially from the right side. But I'm not sure if he's going to be in the side realistically. Paul Momorowski, he's probably the standout for me. Now, where Momorowski plays, I'm not sure. They've got to fill the role of left centre and right wing. They've got Kevin Naguama, Paul Momorowski, Billy Smith, Joseph Suaalii. They've got four players to fit into two holes. I think Paul Momorowski will get one of them. I probably think Suaalii and Billy Smith might miss out for round one. I think they'll go Kevin Naguama with Paul Momorowski. So if Paul Momorowski does get the goal kicking at the Sydney Roosters, he is going to skyrocket, absolutely skyrocket up draft tables. For me, if Paul Momorowski isn't the goal kicker, he will be second choice. So take that into consideration when you are picking your Supercoach draft teams, because Momorowski, he will goal kick at some point. When he does, I would argue he probably adds 16 points to his score, realistically, goal-kicking at the Roosters. Also, the Roosters is going to score a heap of tries. So, if Momorowski lands on the right wing, which I think is possible, that is massive outside Joey Manu. If he lands at left centre, also huge. So, Momorowski, one to keep an eye on. Going to the Roosters is big. Getting goal-kicking is astronomical. Our last team is the West Tigers. For me, there's two standout guys here. There's Adam Dewey, who was the goal-kicker last year, and then there's Jackson Hastings, who goal-kicked a lot before he went to England. Didn't goal-kick a heap in England, but he sort of found that a little bit strange. I know he is keen to take the tee, so I think for the first 6, 7, 8 weeks, however long Dewey's out, I think Jackson Hastings will kick in that time. I've said a number of times that I think the West Tigers will start well. I think they've got a reasonably easy draw. I think Hastings will be able to establish himself into this side, and I think he'll probably keep the goal kicking when Dewey returns. I personally think Hastings is a better goal kicker anyway. Dewey's going to be returning from a leg injury as well, so I'm not sure if you want the added pressure of him goal kicking and then running back after. There's just a lot to it. So I personally think Jackson Hastings, he will be the first choice goal kicker. A lot of people think that Dewey will take it as soon as he walks back in, which he might, but I think there is a bit of upside to Jackson Hastings as far as goal kicking for the West Tigers and when you're looking at your Supercoach draft sides. He's also dual position. He's not in a top four side. He's not in a top eight side. He might be in a top 12 side, but he also could be in a bottom four side. I just think he's going to do a lot of the kicking general play, and I think he will goal kick as well, which in the West Tigers might add 8 points to your average, but he's not afraid to roll up his sleeves too, Jackson Hastings. I think we're going to talk about him over the next few days as one of our players to watch. But I've got Hastings as my number one choice, Dewey as my number two choice for goal kicking at the West Tigers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.